Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Pharrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out the bad seat, the broken ain't a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad actors, bad taste, bad luck, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in New York City and Las Vegas tonight. Obviously, you know we're styling in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios back in New York. We're in Sin City. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion, shake it up, should do bit. All my friends that come around, flats of flats, a party of rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, what a mess, this town's a tatter. My brains are splattered all over Manhattan, should do be shake out. Are you with us tonight from New York and Las Vegas? With your boy Carver High in Sin City. 855-212-4227. Mafia is back in New York. Who are you working with tonight, Mafia?
We got McKeon in here tonight.
McKeon? Have I worked with McKeon before?
I don't think he's been on the show yet.
Unbelievable. His rookie debut, called up from the minors into the show. What do you think, Carver High?
Yeah, he's been around a while, just hasn't come around to us yet. So
it's unbelievable. So you knew of him, but he hadn't graced us? I think everything sounds good now. I think we're rocking. Anyway, we got a great show for you tonight from Las Vegas at Pacquiao Thurman. Of course, the fight's tomorrow night at the Grand Garden Arena in Sin City. I'm going to hug beautiful. Grand Garden Arena Saturday night on Fox pay-per-view. Call your cable operator to order the fight on PPV. You'll be silent. Pacquiao Thurman, Pac-Man, taking on one-time Keith Thurman. They're all talking about it, Carver High. They both made weight today, and I did not sense at all the chaos that we've seen before with crowds for a weigh-in at the MGM. I didn't feel that at all.
No, it was a very, do you want to say laid-back crowd? Is that where you'd like to go with it? I mean, it was, listen, I think that both fan bases are here. Clearly, the Pacquiao fan base is enormous. They're all here. They're right. All ready to rock. They were all waiting for him. When I walked by after the weigh-in, they were all waiting for him out there to come
really?
Out. He jumped out of that SUV out there by the door. They were waiting for him. It's going to be a great fight. There's a ton of fans for both fighters here. And it's an even fight, which is what we've talked about for the last 2 days now.
So we have later tonight in the 8 o'clock hour Vegas time, 11 o'clock East, the gentleman, Jerry Cooney, getting benched. I mean, this is huge.
Legend.
Legendary status. The Great White Hope. Jerry Cooney will break down the fight and talk about his new book, Carver High, where he talks about recovery. I guess surviving boxing and then recovery from alcoholism. Egad! What would we do if all of us had drinking problems? Wait a minute. We do all have drinking problems, which is awesome. Coming up early on in the show at 10:20 East, 7:20 West, David Dusick of Golf Week Lore. He'll join us to talk about the Open Championship. Rumor has it, Carver High, that your sheet of integrity is paying off in spades.
Yeah, if you listened on Wednesday night and I gave you a bunch of side plays along with guys to win the whole thing, they have all cashed. I mean, all of them. We had Phil to miss the cut.
So you're just making people boatloads of money.
We had Phil to miss the cut. We had Gary Woodland to miss the cut. We had Jason Day over Adam Scott, which is a winner. Both did not make the cut, but Day beat Scott, so we got a cash there.
Oh, nice.
Day was, I think, +2 or +3, and Adam Scott with the +9, so there's a winner.
Oh.
And then we have Brooks Koepka over Rory. Oh. Rory did not make the cut. Oh. Brooks Koepka is not going to fall apart,
nice,
you would think. So all four of those are going to cash, which is outstanding.
That's just beautiful is what that is.
No question.
So let me ask you this question. Are you surprised that all the heavies didn't make the cut?
Yeah, a lot of guys missed out, whether it be Tiger, whether it be Rory, Phil. You know, a lot of the bigger names are there. You still have DJs in the mix. Jordan Spieth is in the mix. But this whole week was about Rory McIlroy, wasn't it? Wasn't that all we heard all week was, this is Rory McIlroy's tournament?
It's all you heard from everyone and from me. I thought that he would do well.
And now,
I've never seen a guy crumble like that in front of his fans.
Now, he charged late to try to save, to
hell
make the
of an
cut.
Effort.
He almost made it. He missed it by a shot. But it's just too little too late. The snowman hurt him on Thursday with the +8, and he just couldn't recover from that. He shot great. He shot 7-under today, but that just wasn't enough.
It was not enough. So we'll talk to David Dusick coming up here shortly. Then at 10:40 East, 7:40 West, the legend of Bruce is back on the bench in the biggest way possible, waxing poetically. Bruce Binkow from PBC, the premier boxing champions series, hosting the welterweight championship of the world tomorrow night. My favorite PR guru, Bruce Binkow. All the fans, Carver High, love Bruce. And it's another visit from your favorite boxing PR legend.
Yeah, another good show that they've put on here in Vegas this week. So,
are you surprised that you haven't seen Bruce yet?
A little bit.
So when I described him to you today, wait, now listen. You're a sport coat connoisseur.
Indeed.
And what did I tell you about Bruce? I said, listen, he's the most professional guy here. He'll always be wearing a blue sport coat and rocking that executive look. Casual executive, business casual.
You did say that. But to be fair, I mean, other than being here for the show, I mean, we stopped by a little bit. We haven't spent a lot of time in this room.
Why would you?
Exactly.
It's terrible,
so,
this room.
I mean,
it's
we
prison.
Stopped by today. I actually grabbed lunch in here today.
Oh, yeah. How did that go?
It was all right. Not bad. Of course, it all came
free
out.
Free as me.
Well, it all came out right. We were here earlier in the day, and the weigh-in finished, and everybody, of course, came in at the same time.
I wouldn't go to the weigh-in if you paid me money.
No, we went to the – where did we go to that time? We went to the Mayweather-McGregor one at the T-Mobile.
But
we went to that more to check out the T-Mobile than we did to
– we didn't go to the weigh-in.
We went
to the bar.
In fact, I think we left before they even
we
came
did.
Out for the weigh-in.
We went to the bar.
We just want to see T-Mobile.
All right, so Bruce Binkow will join us in this first hour. Then second hour, I told you Jerry Cooney, the gentleman. And then at midnight, in the midnight hour of love, the Billy Idol hour, we will have our good friend, Mafia's favorite, Cole Haan Casey, will join us here in Las Vegas live with his smoke show hottie. And we will hang out with him, and Mafia will get his UFC grind on. How do you feel about that? You know you love talking UFC with Cole Haan Casey, Mafia.
Always love talking fighting, whether it's boxing, MMA. I love it all. Blood sports are for me.
We had a young guy. Anyway, we were in the private signature pool today. Carver High giving low reviews based on the amount of leg in the pool.
Well, there wasn't a lot.
There was not any action at that pool.
There was a lot more at the regular MGM.
I couldn't even believe there was, like, no one there.
Because that place is for the high rollers.
Right.
There's no regular. You need the regular party folk people, like at the regular MGM.
So you don't. So
there's
you don't
nobody.
Think all the rich chicks would come
no,
out to the private
I mean,
pool?
I mean, there was all families hanging out there.
It was an embarrassment.
It's all the high rollers. The billionaires are hanging out at
so
that
you're
place.
Not having it.
I need the party crowd here at the regular MGM. That's it.
The big scene.
The big scene. I don't need that
private, rich,
buttoned
people.
Up
all
scene
tight.
Over there at that place.
Just not having it.
Not having it.
And Carver High also giving low reviews on the long walk to the place.
Well, I mean, everywhere you go in Vegas is a long walk. I mean, it's a long walk just being in the MGM complex alone to get from.
Do you remember when you were
going to
go
here.
Get sunblock and you were 2 miles from the room?
Well,
I mean, that ended quickly when I handed you the 30 stash. Did you get sunburned today, Carver High?
I wasn't out there that long. I spent the early part of the day in the sports book with the Cubbies.
Oh, you won that bet, too?
Indeed.
What about, I mean, this is all happening. You, so you've been winning left and right bets, just left and right. And then, but you woke
up. Surprisingly, with baseball, in the last 24 hours, we've been pretty hot. Between the Giants last night, the late night winner in 16,
right.
And the under in the first five innings, and then this afternoon with the Cubbies.
All right.
Got the Yankees tonight. So
all right, 855-212-4 CBS is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a way you can save a bunch of money. Go to GEICO.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. David Dusick will be up first from Golf Week, talking about the Open Championship at Port Rush. Next, on the bench from Vegas at Pac-Man Thurman.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, back in Vegas. Don't forget, Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao, boxing's only a division world champion, turns to face the hard-hitting Keith one-time Thurman for the World Welterweight Championship tomorrow night at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, live on Fox Pay-Per-View. Call your cable operator and order the fight. All right. David Dusick is the senior writer at Golf Week covering the British Open, the Open Championship, the 148th version at Royal Pharrell Rush in Belfast, Northern Ireland. Let's get David Dusick on the bench, everyone's favorite. Hey, David, how you doing, brother?
Good evening, Scotty. How are you, pal?
I'm doing all right. I just wanted to say that Carver High is here with me in Sin City, and he has mentioned wearing his all-Irish attire tonight, rocking the four-leaf clover blazer. And he last night indicated to me live on the radio that he did not approve of anyone from Northern Ireland, only the real Ireland. He told me that unless you are south or in Dublin, you are a worthless speck of nothing.
Only the Republic.
You are a feeble and weak person that goes to the wrong church, and he blamed God. He blamed God.
Stand back when he starts his car. Stand, give him ample room before that car ignition key is turned. Because tell you what, that's taking your life in your own hands, there, pal. Let's just leave it at that.
I mean, can you believe this guy? Do say like my family is from Belfast. I kid you not. My mother-in-law. The entire family's from Belfast. Not only that, I'm related to Jerry Kelly, who is, I think, the author of said vehicle ignition starting problems. And that Carver High would turn on me like that. And my boy Rory has been deafening for me. Absolutely deafening.
It tells you a lot about where he comes from. I think we just learned something tonight, didn't we, Pharrell, about Carver, didn't we? Really?
It is true. All right, so sadly. I have to tell you, while I ask you, David Dusick, I had already asked Carver, how surprised are you that all the heavies missed the cut and that rush by Rory to make it was a thing of beauty today, but he fell short?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we're pretty surprised as opposed to run down the list. I'm not 100% surprised, I guess, that the Tiger and Phil missed the cut. Tiger Woods has played very little golf since winning the Masters, and I just don't think you can be successful playing as little as he has since he won in Augusta back in April. I mean, he hasn't played since the U.S. Open. He didn't play great at Pebble Beach. He looked very rusty. It certainly looked like the cold and the wet weather really affected his back. It caused him certainly on Thursday to lose speed. He didn't have the distance that he needed to keep out there. He didn't make putts and didn't convert. Mickelson shows up, and this shocked me, Scott, that he would go on what he said was a health cleanse. He didn't eat solid food for 6 days. He subsided, you know, basically lived on water and some coffee concoction that he was doing, drops 15, 17 pounds. His game was a shambles, you know, and if he wants to do something to try and improve his health and his well-being, that's fine. Do it, unless there's a medical reason why he had to do it right now. I think it's ridiculous that he went out and did this, you know, right before a major championship. He's now 49 years old. There's only so many more of these things that he legitimately think, you know, should expect himself to contend in, to you know, just give this up. He played down his expectations. He said before the tournament started that he didn't expect much. You know, like, that's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. So I guess given those circumstances, I wasn't wholly surprised that those two ended up missing the cut. I was surprised, for example, that Adam Scott, who should do well, great ball striker, good driver, good iron player, shoots 78, 73. That surprised me. There were a couple other guys that, you know, on any given day, I think could do something. I was also surprised that Gary Woodland, you know, missed the cut. U.S. Open winner. And maybe, I suppose, you shouldn't be because it's a hangover. He hasn't had a chance. His wife is at home expecting any day now, twins. So he's going to be a new dad again. And you know, there's lots of things. But at the end of the day, tremendous golf course. The guys who are playing well are being rewarded with good shots. And Rory McIlroy was an absolute stud. The damage was done on Thursday. He wasn't able to overcome it. Got really emotional afterwards. And should walk away from that golf tournament with his head held high because he did everyone in Ireland, both north and south, really, really proud.
What do you mean he got emotional? What happened?
So, I mean, the whole thing, obviously, the lead-up for this tournament. Rory is from Hollywood, Northern Ireland, very close by, has set the old course record, which, you know, it's been talked about ad nauseum. When he was 16 years old at Royal Portrush, he shot 61. Now, the golf course has been changed. A couple of holes have been modified, and so that course record is no longer. But basically, the spotlight was on him starting in 2015 when it was announced that they were going back to Royal Portrush. Rory McIlroy is essentially the chosen one in the world of golf and the world of sport in Northern Ireland. Tremendous pressure on him to come through. And as soon as he hit his second shot into 18 and the realization that his comeback today and his effort to try and make the cut and make the weekend was going to come up short, you could literally see his shoulders droop down. He's exhaling. And as much as he wanted to try and convince himself to cope that he was going to treat this like any other tournament, it wasn't. He was playing for a country. He was playing for a lot of pride. And the pressure of it, I think, got to him, whether he wanted to admit to or not. I think it clearly did. And he feels he sort of let people down. He let a nation down. He let a lot of people who supported and love him down. And he choked up. I mean, I think the realization about what everything meant and his desire to play well and what that ended up meaning was his desire to go out and shoot 64 today, which is what he ended up needing, and to make the cut and play on the weekend, which just symbolically would have been great, to come up one shot short really hurt him. And it got to him, no question about it.
Well, are you surprised? David Dusick of Golf Week with us. Carver High, tell him what the one bet you made was great, that Woodland would not make the cut. What were the other ones?
All four of the side bets we made hit. We had Woodland to miss the cut. We had Phil to miss the cut. We had Jason Day over Adam Scott heads up. We had Brooks over Rory heads up. So all four of those are hitters.
I mean, we are in Vegas cashing golf tickets over here, Dusick. Now, what did you think of Shane Lowry, the back-to-back pocket 67s? I mean, styling in his home country.
He's got to start making. I mean, it was great. The putting and the chipping were phenomenal because he was spraying it around a little bit with the irons, which doesn't bode well for Saturday and Sunday. The weather forecast isn't so bad for Saturday, but Sunday looks like it's going to be a proper howler. I mean, we're looking at, by the time the leaders tee off, rain, wind going 30 to 40 miles an hour. I mean, it's going to be the full deal, and I know you love that stuff. Tomorrow is going to be the day, and today was one of those days where you want to bank some birdies because it's going to be really difficult conditions. And so Lowry is now everybody in Ireland's hope that a hometown guy, a home country guy, is going to be able to win the tournament. But there's some heavy hitters that are going to be out there chasing him down. Obviously, Brooks Koepka at -5 is lurking. J.B. Holmes has been in these positions. I think Tommy Fleetwood is a guy who could come through. A lot of people are going to be pulling for Lee Westwood, but I'm not sure if he's got four rounds of this kind of golf in him. But when you've got Brooks Koepka lurking, just three shots off the lead, that to me is the guy that Lowry's going to have to watch out for, and he's going to need to make every putt. He's going to have to hit more greens than reg, and he's got to find a way to make some birdies tomorrow because Sunday could just be an absolute just Malachi crunch of a day out there at the links.
So with what you saw from Speed dropping three strokes and going down to a 67 today, I mean, can he do that again on Saturday and Sunday and get back in it? He's done very well over in the Open Championship in the prior years.
He's got to find the fairway, Scotty. It's the driving right now. The putter is absolutely lights out. It's the Jordan Spieth 2014-2015 vintage with the putter, which means that he's, you know, gonna, every time he's on the dance floor, he thinks he's going to put it in the jar every time. And that's a great feeling to have. But too many times, you know, over the last, say, year or so, those great putts have been for par to sort of save himself. He needs to be able to, with the longer clubs, put himself in position so that those great putts are for birdies. And he made, you know, a good number of birdies out there today. He really had a groove in there. When he makes birdie at 5 and 6, eagles on 7, birdies 8, and goes out in 32, I mean, it was he was the show right there. And what he needs to do is just keep hitting fairways. It's really with him now about the ball striking, because the putter is cured, it seems. It's a good confidence booster. It bodes well for him coming into the FedEx Cup playoffs with a couple more events after this. But he will go as far as his driver and his irons are going to let his putter take him right now. I think it bodes well, but let's see how the rest of it holds up.
So who are you taking then this weekend to win it?
I got a funny feeling about Tommy Fleetwood. You know, I think that, you know, with all the attention that was on Rory McIlroy at the beginning of the golf tournament, and a lot of people emotionally pulling for Graham McDowell and all that stuff, it's sort of hard to, or it's easy to forget that Tommy Fleetwood, who's from Southport in England, who grew up playing Lynx golf, who is one of the best iron players out there, who seems to now, in big events, be hanging around the top of the leaderboard. He starts the weekend one shot off the lead. He's 7 under par. I think that he could be the guy that sneaks in there and gets it done. He'd be a popular winner. He's a great guy, super fun-loving guy, popular in the locker room. I would watch out for Tommy Fleetwood to sort of steal the show. And if it's not going to be him, then I look for a combination of Justin Rose or Brooks Koepka, Rose is in at 6, Koepka's at 5. If the weather gets kind of crazy, those two guys have got a lot of experience, a lot of confidence, and I could see them making a move up the leaderboard.
I love the conditions for Sunday, whipping winds and rain. I'm all about it. I wanted to say one other thing before I let you go, David, that Carver High is very popular in the clubhouse, as everyone knows, and very popular on tour. Also, he's very popular here in Las Vegas because he'll drink until 5 a.m. West Coast time. So we'll watch the entire third round inebriated in Las Vegas on live television. Can you imagine?
Well, it's because he's buying Jamesons for everybody, right? I mean, that's
it is.
Being the stud that he
it's
is.
True.
Come on.
It's true. And then everything's happening. Strippers, reefer, the whole deal. I don't have time to talk about it, though. Next time, I'll tell you the war stories. David, thanks for covering the Open Championship for us on the bench.
Thanks a lot, Scott. Talk to you soon.
There he is, my guy David Dusick of Golfway. Guess who's next? The legendary Bruce. Oh, he's way bigger than Springsteen. Bruce Binkow of PBC is next.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, tons of baseball. Everything. I mean, what don't I have on PharrellOnTheBench.com? We got golf. I don't know. UFC this weekend. You got Pacquiao, Thurman. Every baseball game. PharrellOnTheBench.com has it all. Every play, every game, every day, everything that's on the board. All of it in an email. Very sophisticated. They're all ranked favorite to least. Hide the money from your wife. Lie to her if you have to. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. So here he is. Everyone's favorite on the show, Bruce Binkow, the PR extraordinaire, head of all cheese here at the PBC in Las Vegas, and my longtime friend and my connection to the boxing world, Bruce Binkow, back on the bench. All right, I got to get a little more action there. Here's what we're going to do.
All right, I'm right up on it.
I'm going to do this. Can you handle that? Why is his mic not on? He's not on. I'm not hearing anything.
Hello.
There
Hello.
You go.
There we go.
It's embarrassing.
Okay. All right.
Now, how do you feel about taking that one off?
I'll take it all off for you, Scotty.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right, that's just awful. I thought that.
All right, we're set. All right,
sorry
we're
about
good.
That.
We're good. Rocky
anyway,
start, but we're
I had them all. I had them all going, and one of them's not working. Anyway, so good to see you, Bruce. We'll
Scott,
start over.
Back in Vegas. Come on.
It's what you live for is having me here. So it's good to see you as always. I have to say, for starters, what do you think of the event we have going on here, Pacquiao Thurman, and your boy Carver High here riding the Mike Lee South Bend Irish connection to the window.
I'm loving that.
Tomorrow.
I'm loving that. Well, let me just start with we're on Fox, Big Fox.
Fox pay-per-view.
No. Starting,
oh, that fight, the Lee fight's on Fox.
Caleb Plant, Mike Lee, a world championship super middleweight fight is on Big Fox at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Right.
Right? And what's really cool about that fight is Caleb Plant is a scary guy.
Right.
I mean, he's an intense dude.
Right.
And he's a great fighter. And Mike Lee is a great fighter. Mike Lee, they come from completely different backgrounds. They really don't like each other. I know we say that a lot in the boxing business.
But they mean it.
These guys don't like each other. We had to hire extra security, make sure that they stayed away from each other.
Really?
Free on Fox.
Why all the animosity?
Caleb Plant said some things that Mike Lee didn't particularly like.
Right.
And it escalated from there, you know. So sometimes that happens.
But, so it is what it is.
But have you talked to Plant? Have you just heard him talk?
I've seen him fight.
He's very intense. He's a he's a kid from Kentucky, or Tennessee. I'm sorry, he's from Tennessee.
Right.
And you know, Mike Lee's a comes from a more
mainstream Chicago.
Yeah, more mainstream background, college kid, football player. So it's going to be fireworks.
So did he play high school football or did he
college,
did he
yeah.
play at Notre Dame?
Yeah,
he played football and then became a boxer.
Yes, sir.
You got to be kidding me.
Nope. And by the way, opening that card on Fox Free is this kid from Nigeria, Efe Ajakpa, and he's a heavyweight, and the guy's like I don't know 6'12", 6'13". I don't know. Big giant shoulders. He punches like a mule. Trained by Ronnie Shields. This kid is going to be in the mix in the heavyweight division.
Really?
For sure. Yep. Been here for a few years from Nigeria, and you got to see him. You will not believe this kid. So you got to be in your seat by 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific.
Wow.
Now, that's free on Fox. That's the appetizer.
Right. And then the pay-per-view.
Pay-per-view, we all know, Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao,
right.
Keith Thurman. Come on.
Who do you like there, Bruce?
I mean, honestly, I go back and forth every day. And if you talk to – I don't know how many people you've talked to since you've been in Vegas, but I bet you've gotten a bunch of different answers
right.
on that one. So a lot of guys, the money just shifted to Pacquiao a few days ago.
Right.
Right. But not that big, right?
It's short.
Would you call this a pick'em?
I think everyone has called it a pick'em, and I have been riding the Pacquiao experience factor, that he has seen it all, done it all, knows everything, has – there's nothing he hasn't been through in a ring in 12 rounds against everyone on the face of the earth. And I respect Thurman's resume. I think that he's had a nice rap sheet of fighters. Porter, Danny Garcia, the Guerrero fight. Yeah. I was at with you at the Grand Garden yeah. Arena. Some brutal, violent fights. But I just think he's dealing with someone actually, in my view, that's smarter than him.
Well,
in the ring.
You bring up a good point, too. I always said – with Floyd Mayweather, that one of the things that happened to his opponents, if you hadn't been here before in Vegas for a big pay-per-view,
right.
the bright lights in big cities, I've seen make guys' knees weak. You know, as soon as they get here and they see how big the event is and the crowds, they get, you know.
Weird.
They get weird. This doesn't seem to be affecting Keith Thurman. He seems to
but
be.
But he's fought here.
He's fought here, but not
but never
on this kind
level.
Of stage. No, this is his first pay-per-view.
So is he realizing, Bruce Benkow with us, the head of the PBC, do you feel that he's, handling it well and adapting to being the champ and being 29-0 and finally that he realizes that this guy is actually helping his career
yes.
as opposed to that he's fighting him.
Exactly right. And I haven't noticed any kind of
nervousness. This is his big money fight.
He seems to be perfectly comfortable in his skin. He was giving interviews this afternoon and he's not He doesn't seem to be intimidated.
I had him on the show last night.
Yeah, so you think he sounded intimidated to you?
Let's just get real here for a second, Bruce, like you and I often do. I had him on the show, and
yes,
the minute I started interviewing, it took less than 30 seconds before I had 500 people wrapped around the table filming me, you know, changing colors like a chameleon,
right,
and talking to one time and getting him all pumped up. Because I got to tell you, I saw him do 30 interviews in here, and I mean to tell you, it was like morphine drip. The boredom in this room. And then I got him, and I'm like an enema, an electric enema.
Sure, yeah.
And I got him going.
He's your kind of guy, though, because he'll say, you know.
Cut me off after 4 minutes. I wanted to jack someone in the face. You know how they get, Bruce. He's in a hurry, and I'm like, he's in a hurry.
Did you drop my name?
I dropped your name so many times. I told you I couldn't find you for 48 hours, and the last thing he wants to do is be bothered by me. So let me ask you this question. How is the family? Now, your wife, the illustrious Miss Binkow,
yes,
is Mrs. Binkow is writing great television dramas, and I watch all of those with 34C.
I know you
always do. Love those movies. Takes till the last 5 minutes before you figure out who did it.
Before you figure out who she's going to end up with.
Right.
So my wife writes for the Hallmark Channel and Lifetime.
Now I've seen every movie ever made.
Okay, I'm in the boxing business. We don't usually run into the same crowds of people, you know, when we socialize. It's not like we're, you know. So she's not here this weekend because I didn't go to one of her events.
She gave you a little backdoor Jimmy.
A little bit, you know. She's like, yeah, well, you know.
Oh, here we go.
You come to one of the Lifetime Hallmark events, and I'll think about coming to the fights.
Now, what about Charlie?
Charlie is in Boston getting his PhD and now teaching this summer at Andover, Exeter, some fancy spanky private school.
So my buddy's kid goes to Northeastern there in Boston.
Very nice. Okay, good.
And we have moved stations in Boston.
Yes.
I was always on 98.5 for 7 years, the hub, the home of the Celtics and Bruins. And they have since moved me, starting August 5th, to the home of the Red Sox and EEI, 93.7 FM, where I will continue my world domination of the marketplace.
Sounds like an upgrade.
Well, everybody said, oh, they got rid of Pharrell. They didn't get rid of anything. I'm going to go across the street and kick their ass now, see how they like that.
Pharrell, you're burning it up.
I was their lover, and now I'm going to be their nightmare. Whatever you want. Which one do you want? You want to sleep with me, or do you want me to do you? Pick your poison. So does he like living in Boston?
He loves it.
Do we have any, you know, besides Murphy's boxing up in Boston, do we have any young?
How about Ken Casey, huh?
Oh, that's our guy. Yeah. You know, that's his cousin, right? Is that your cousin? You remember Cole Hahn Casey here?
How are you,
Bruce Binkow? You remember Cole?
Yeah, sure. I remember. Yeah.
I got
to
tell you.
Okay, so anyway, back to this fight. I just want to tell you, having Scott Farrell back in Las Vegas.
It's exciting.
The big news is that this is Fox, right? Have you noticed any difference in the promotion with Fox in terms of, you know,
No, I just did the big Spence fight in Dallas.
So that was our first one.
Right?
This is our second one with Fox.
Well, I thought the first one was huge. It was a blast. Yeah. I thought it was great. I thought the fight sucked.
Yeah, but
I love Mikey, but he got his ass beat.
But I'm talking about the promotion. Are you seeing, like, on the baseball All-Star game? You're seeing
it's just fantastic. Like
you're
in
seeing it at the Women's World Cup.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. U.S. Open of
just
golf.
Just like you did with Mikey Garcia on Fox during the NFL.
Exactly.
When he was at the Cowboys game. So,
we're bringing boxing back.
That has been advantageous for you guys, the relationship with Fox.
Huge, huge. And they're all in, and they love it. You're going to see all the Fox execs here tomorrow night. So, you know, you got to make sure that, you know, we expose them to the wonders.
So are you
the majesty of the
do you think
Pharrell-a-vision.
Do you think the just having it on Fox is these great fights you're lining up with Al Haymon, they just continue to roll them out. And now I know you guys are going to be making more exciting announcements this weekend.
Yes, we love our friends at Showtime and we love our friends at Fox. And we just continue to steamroll over the competition. You know, the best fights are at PBC. Tomorrow night is a big pay-per-view. Pacquiao, Thurman. We can't even decide who's going to win. Because I'm telling you, a lot of people think Thurman's going to knock Pacquiao out. Yeah.
Carver High thinks Thurman's going to win the fight easily. He won't even discuss it on the air.
Okay, there's only one way to find out.
Watch on Fox pay-per-view tomorrow night.
You got it.
And then roll with Pharrell and all my money. Bruce, good to see you, brother. I love you.
Love you too, Scotty.
Bruce Binkow, PBC, on the bench.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.